And here we are back on this Monday morning, January the 13th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And today, it has been a therapy session. So if you have anything you want to say in regard to the conversation I had with Sean or the advice I was giving on marriage in hour number one, or death and cryogenics, I guess, was the other topic, give us a call. We'd love to hear your opinions as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on marriage, if you have any thoughts on marriage in the 1800s versus marriage now, or if you have any thoughts, comments, criticism, concerns about anything we said during that conversation, or anything I said, let me know, good, bad, or ugly. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Now, there's some things I want to talk about. We didn't do any kind of monologue in the last hour about interesting things to talk about, in my opinion. But here we go. Well, I want to start off. Now, this was just a line. Have you ever heard a good line and thought, hey, that's great? This is a short line. It's a good line. I posted it on Facebook. It didn't get a whole lot of attention on Facebook, but I just love this line. Yesterday, somebody had, because I am not a big candy person, to be honest with you, but somebody had bought me some M&Ms. Because I think M&Ms has a new product. Hazelnut M&Ms. Has anybody heard of the hazelnut M&Ms? So they bought me these M&Ms, and I had not eaten them right away because I was busy doing something else. So I just had the package of M&Ms laying on a counter, and I had to walk away from them, and there was somebody around me who was kind of eyeballing the M&Ms. So I just said kiddingly, when I was walking away from the M&Ms, I said, hey, while I'm gone, don't eat my M&Ms. And the person just said two words, but they made my day, made me laugh so hard. They said, no promises. I thought that was so funny, because most people would respond and say, well, don't worry about it. I'm not going to eat your M&Ms. All they said was, no promises. That is a quick person. So I thought that was a good line. And even though it did not get a whole lot of attention on Facebook, I thought, well, why don't I mention it here? Because that is a funny line. Don't eat my M&Ms while I'm gone. No promises. Okay, we got through that one. Okay. Well, here's something I wanted to do. And I mentioned this on Facebook as well. You know, I think most people know by now, because of Facebook posts, that Dave Aiken, who is in charge over at TV39 here in Marion, has been going through a little bit of a rough bout health-wise, and I got to see Dave on Saturday. I saw Dave out and about on Saturday and got a chance to talk with him, and he seemed to be in good spirits, and he looked good, and he was out by himself. But what I wanted to say, you know, Dave is a very unique character in the history of Marion, and he really is, when the history of Marion is written, he will be, go down as a real kind of a pioneer in the world of broadcasting, because we have had a lot of TV stations come through Marion over the years. We've had a lot of, we had a cable television station that was here in the, I believe, late 60s, early 70s. That did not go over very well. We had a news station here for a while that is no longer here. We had a station where somebody tried to put variety programming on it, and that didn't work, and that kind of went by the wayside. We've had commercial television stations here. But the only one who ever really made a long-term go of it was Dave Akin. His station has been around, I don't know how many years now, but certainly more than, I would say, 30, probably more than 30 years by this point. And it started out very small, and it's grown into quite a big operation. And Dave has always been an interesting character, a very smart man. And I think when the history of Marion Broadcasting is written, he will be mentioned very high in the list because of what he was able to do. He took programming that he believed in, and he had his own way of doing it. Different from maybe most other people. I don't think you would call Dave a traditional broadcaster, but Dave is a good broadcaster. And the programs he was able to do and able to put together survive to this day. And, you know, you base survival on longevity, and do people pay attention? And people have certainly always paid attention to Dave, and he certainly has had longevity, well over 30 years in this area. So I just wanted to give him a salute, because I do think that Dave has done a lot. I do think that he will be remembered very well and continues to be remembered very well. Not that Dave is going anywhere. I don't think he is. But it's nice to say something nice about somebody. And Dave is one of those people who I can say a lot of nice things about. So Dave, just wanted to let you know, pioneer in the broadcasting industry here in Marion, was able to make a go of it on television, still making a go of it on television. And I hope you know that a lot of people appreciate it. He's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people who were maybe housebound and couldn't get out and got to watch some of his programming, which was always very localized. So Dave Akin, one of the pioneers of Marion Broadcasting, and it was great to see Dave this past weekend. And we hope he starts feeling better very, very soon. So that's my Dave Akin soliloquy this morning. All right. Now here's something else I did. You know, this is kind of sad. Because when I was in college, as most of you know who went to college, or maybe most of you know when you were younger, you used to be able to stay up all hours and do all things and run on very little sleep, and there was really no problem. Now, here's the thing. I can still do that, for the most part. I know I can still do that, but you're just not as peppy as you used to be. I remember when I was in college, you know, I could go to bed when the sun was coming up and then wake up not too long after and go do anything and just feel fully energized. Now, why am I telling you this story? Well, this past weekend, for really the first time in a long time, because I've been on much earlier hours getting up to do this show and just getting up on the weekends a lot earlier, I stayed up till 5 a.m. on Saturday. Now, why did you stay up till 5 a.m.? Not doing anything important. Just, you know, kind of being up. Just doing things. So, I ended up staying up till 5 a.m., and I had not done that for a long time. I had not seen 5 a.m. on a clock for a long, long time. Certainly had not seen 5 a.m. from the side of going to bed at 5 a.m. But Saturday night, I went to bed at 5 a.m. I knew I didn't have to be up early on Sunday. And I'll tell you, I got a little bit of sleep that night, but I was dragging all day yesterday. Now, obviously, I made it through it. No big problems, no big issues, and I had energy. You know, it wasn't like I'm totally wiped out and can't do it anymore. And it was kind of fun to stay up till 5 a.m., but boy, I'll tell you, as time goes on, that does have an impact on you. I would probably do it again. There's just something sometimes about staying up late that is fun. You just enjoy it. And I don't think I'd want to do it every night of the week, but if it happens, it happens. Every so often, it's certainly not bad. So 5 a.m. I saw 5 a.m. Saturday morning. What were you doing at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning? By the way, I'll tell you something interesting. I was on the roads at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. So I guess that would be early Sunday morning is technically what it was. But it's dark on the roads. But I have never seen Route 23 so deserted as I had seen it on Sunday morning. That was kind of shocking to me. Now, I imagine one of the reasons was because it was a Sunday, and there are a lot of people who don't work on the weekends who commute down Route 23. And it was also, like I say, 5 a.m., 4:35 a.m., but there were hardly any cars at all on Route 23, 4:35 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, wow. I was on 23 for probably 10 minutes, so probably 10 miles. There was, I think, two cars that I saw on Route 23 in a 10-mile stretch. And I thought, this must be the time to be on Route 23. So apparently, if you ever want to go to Columbus or you ever want to go to Delaware or anything like that, what you need to do is get up at about 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday and just drive to wherever you're going and then maybe sleep in your car until they open up and have a little bit of fun. I was really surprised about that. But staying up till 5 a.m. Sunday morning was a lot of fun, but a little different than back in the college days. Now, here's one of my favorite stories from this past weekend, and this is the last time I'm ever going to bring this up, but it goes back to Koozie versus Cozy. We have had this conversation because here in the studio, we've had this thing to give away. It's a foam rubber cup holder that goes around your drink. It's from Jags High Performance Auto. It's a yellow foam rubber thing. Now, last week, we got into the conversation, is this a koozie or is this a cozy? Is it a C-O-O-Z-I-E or is it a C-O-Z-Y? And we had differing opinions on this last week. Well, here's what happened. I was at the grocery store on Saturday night. And as many of you know, it was raining on Saturday night. So I'm coming out of the grocery store on Saturday night, and one of our... Well, at the time, I did not know this, but a lady pulls up in the parking lot, and she called me by name. She said, Scott, can you come over here for a minute? I said, sure. She said, I want to show you something. So I went over to her car, and she pulled out her telephone, and she had a picture in there that she wanted to show me. And I believe the picture was from Menards, and it was of the cup holders, you know, that we had been talking about, Koozie versus Cozy. And under them, there was a tag that read Koozie, C-O-O-Z-I-E. And so I guess that finally kills the dispute that those things are called koozies. But what I thought was just highly fascinating was that one of our listeners, obviously listening to that conversation, would go to the store, maybe they were just in Menards, but took the time, obviously I don't think they were there buying koozies, and snapped a picture of that sign because of the conversation that we had. And she didn't know when she was going to see me and wanted to show me that it indeed was a koozie, which tells me we just have the best listeners in the world on this station. So I just wanted to tell that story in representation of how cool I think you, the listening audience, are. I know you're here with us every morning, and I know you're paying attention, and I cannot appreciate enough all the things that you do like that koozie cozy thing that really add to the program, because really, I think we're all in this together every morning. Somebody referred to this program at one point as a little radio family that we get together every morning, and I kind of feel that way. We have a lot of regular callers. We have a lot of steady listeners that never call in, who I see when I'm out in the public. And I just could not appreciate that enough, that lady took that time to do it. I don't know her name off the top of my head, but I do thank her for doing that, and I appreciate her listening and her devotionness to this program. So that was kind of cool on the cozy versus koozie idea. Now we're going to get into a subject that... I don't really want to get into, but we're going to get into it anyway. It's Cadbury eggs. Now, I don't remember if I talked about this last week or not. But about a week ago, I asked people, because something that has fascinated me is that all of the department stores and all of the grocery stores already have their Valentine's Day stuff out. They have their heart-shaped candy, and they have their flowers, and they have their Valentines that kids give out in school. They're already out and ready to go. Okay. And I was saying to somebody, if you wanted to send somebody to their workplace flowers and candy, what kind should you send? I asked this on Facebook. And I would still love to know the answer to this, to be honest with you, because I really don't know the answer to this. Because this is basically based on the premise that you don't know what the person likes chocolate-wise, and you don't know what the person likes flower-wise. So, if you don't know those things, if you don't know what flower they like, or maybe their favorite flower is not in season, or you don't know what candy they like, what should you send them if you want to have them delivered? Because I know a lot of girls, I think this is more of a girl thing, not to be, you know, sexist or anything, but I think more girls get things at work like that than guys do. And girls do like to show those off, especially flowers. They'll put them on their desk. They'll take pictures now and they'll put them on Facebook. They like people to come by and comment, how nice are those, blah, 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 blah. And I think they like to eat the chocolate. So my question was, if you don't know what chocolate the girl likes and you don't know what flower the girl likes, but you want to have it delivered to their work, what kind should you send? Okay, one of the answers to this from a friend of mine, who will remain nameless, because I think it was a goofy answer, and people can tell me if it's a goofy answer or not, but she said that she would like a houseplant and Cadbury eggs. A houseplant and Cadbury eggs. That was her answer to me on Facebook as to what she would like to have delivered to her work. Okay. Here's the thing. First of all, I said, who sends a houseplant to somebody's work? Because a houseplant, even though it's nice, it's not really something you display on your desk like roses or daisies or lilies. You know, I knew her favorite flower was lilies, and I used to send lilies a lot to her. I always knew it was lilies, so I would send lilies. But a houseplant? I don't think you send a houseplant to people's work as a gift like that. I think that's kind of different. I don't know. Maybe some people would like a houseplant. But the theory behind it, when I asked this person, well, why a houseplant? They said, because it'll live longer. You know, it's actually a practical gift. But I'm not sure that Valentine's Day or trying just to make somebody feel good is a time to be practical. I don't know, a houseplant. Anyway, I'm trying to get to the Cadbury eggs here. But she said when it comes to the chocolate part of it, don't buy the Valentine's chocolate, buy Cadbury eggs. And I said, well, why Cadbury eggs? Because that's not really a Valentine's Day thing. That's more of an Easter thing. And she said, because if you send Valentine's candy, everybody does that. Everybody does heart-shaped candy. That's easy to do. So skip the heart-shaped candy and go with the Cadbury eggs, because that's harder to find, and that will be more appreciated by the person that you went and found something that they liked, but maybe it was a little more difficult to find. Now, here's the odd thing about this to me. Why is that important? Why is it important that you found something difficult? Isn't the idea when it comes to candy that you just get something that you like and you want to eat, and it comes from somebody that you like and wanted flowers and chocolates from? I've never heard something like that. Well, long story short, when I was out in the grocery store this past weekend, I saw that the Cadbury egg displays have went up. So not only are the Valentine's up now, the Valentine candies and the Valentine flowers and the Valentine cards, but so are the Cadbury eggs and the Reese cup eggs. And now this year, now I don't know if this is a totally new thing this year or if it happened last year, because I really don't buy Cadbury eggs, but there are now caramel Cadbury eggs. Have you ever had the caramel Cadbury eggs? So those are out too. But, I mean, really, is that just sound stupid to me? Or is that dumb for... I need some feedback on this. 740-383-9944. Seriously. If you're going to send... If you're a guy and you're going to send a girl chocolates and flowers, would you really send a houseplant and Cadbury eggs? Is that really a thing? Would you do that? Or am I just nuts? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. 35 minutes past the hour. And what do you think of caramel Cadbury eggs? If anybody's had any of these caramel Cadbury eggs, let me know. And I also, somebody asked me this over the weekend, and I don't know the answer to it. What's in a Cadbury egg? I know it looks like an egg, and obviously it's something made of sugar. But what is that concoction that's inside of a Cadbury egg? I don't like the Cadbury eggs, so I don't eat them. But what is that junk that's inside of a Cadbury egg? So all you Cadbury egg lovers, tell me, what is in a Cadbury egg? What is that yellow-white concoction? What does it taste like? And what is in these caramel Cadbury eggs? I don't know. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Wouldn't it be funny if this person who told me they liked a houseplant and Cadbury eggs, since I now know they're on the market, wouldn't it be funny if I went out and bought them a houseplant and Cadbury eggs and had it delivered to them? Say, what would they think then if I took the time to have the houseplant and the Cadbury eggs delivered to them? And then I would have to send a card with it, though. Oh, then this person, by the way, this is another thing. This person told me that you don't have it delivered. Well, you got to have it delivered because people are just busy. But, and sometimes people work long distances from you, so you can't be, you know, running to where they work. And some people work in closed environments. Like I work in a security building. I guess people could get in if they rang the buzzer and were saying they were delivering flowers or candy, but anyway, you don't want to deliver those things in person. But let's just say with this particular person that I had a caramel Cadbury egg and a regular Cadbury egg delivered along with a houseplant. Now, do you think they would like that? Do you think I should do that? Because I've given this person so much grief over Cadbury eggs and houseplants. Do you think that's an idea I should do? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Or let me know what you think it is about what is it about these Cadbury eggs? What's in there? And what does a caramel Cadbury egg taste like? 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning in 2020. Okay. Let's get to the trivia. All right. Now, we have some trivia questions left over from last week. So we're going to start with the trivia questions that are left over from last week, and then we'll move in to some new ones. Now, here are the questions we have from last week. Legendary TV newswoman Barbara Walters wrote two books in the 50-year history of her career. She was on the air for over 50 years, but she only wrote two books. Now, last week, we got one of these books. It was Audition. Now, I do think that last week somebody did call in with the second book on our exchange program on Friday, but they didn't do it on this program. So can anybody remember what Barbara Walters' other book was? We discussed it on the exchange program on Friday. And because we talked a little bit about the title, because I think the person who read the title maybe had one word off in the title, because the book's kind of it has an interesting title. But can anybody remember, or does anybody know what the title of Barbara Walters' other book was? One was called Audition. What was the other one called? Give us a call and we'll put you up on the air. All right, one of our other questions. The television series Good Morning Miami, which starred Ashley Williams, who was on this program a couple months ago, ran in the early 2000s for about 2 years. It had a great theme song. Can anybody tell me the name of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know what the theme song was? So those are the two questions that we have held over from last week. Does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? And can anybody tell me the name of the book that Barbara Walters wrote? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, also last week, we were doing a lot of trivia when it came to business slogans. Now, I looked back in my notes, and a few months ago, we were doing breakfast cereal slogans. And there were actually two that we did not get. So here are two breakfast cereal slogans that we still do not have the answer for. Maybe we'll get it this morning. Okay, here are the slogans. The simpler, the better. What breakfast food is that a slogan for? The simpler, the better. Does anybody know? Okay, well, we might have an answer coming here. Let's see what we have. Go ahead, caller.
Scott,
yes.
Go to your local florist, ask for a basket of mixed flowers or mixed plants for a low-light area, and that way you can take the basket that's suited for an office and your Cadbury eggs, and that would make her day. Plus, she'll think of you every single day instead of just a week that flowers bring.
So now, so I go to a florist.
Go to your local florist.
Go to my local, but I already have to go to the store and buy the Cadbury eggs.
Okay. Well, if the store sells plants in baskets or in pots that are mixed and suited for a low-light area, for an office area, then you can kill two birds with one stone.
So I go to the store and I get a plant that's suited, a house plant, suited for...
I'd get a mixed basket.
A mixed basket.
Yeah, yeah. That's several different plants.
Oh, okay.
That are potted in one pot and then put in a nice basket.
So I get a mixed basket of house plants.
Yes.
And a couple or a bag of Cadbury eggs.
Yes.
And I tell the florist that I want these delivered to such and such.
Yes.
And this will be a good thing because she'll eat the Cadbury eggs immediately, I would imagine.
Right.
And, but this house plant, because of low light being in an office space,
right,
will be able to sit on her desk forever.
Yes.
And then she'll think of me every time she sees this thing. So you think it was a good idea, Cadbury eggs and a house plant?
Well, I'm not a Cadbury egg lover either, but I do houseplants.
Well, I just thought it was an odd thing because everybody else who commented on that said roses, they said lilies, they said daisies.
No, because the basket of houseplants, again, she's going to have that for a long time as long as she takes care of it. And she'll think about you every day. And she'll also appreciate you thinking of her every day.
So on the card, what I should write is, even though I think you're nuts, here's some Cadbury eggs and a houseplant anyway.
That's right.
There
That's
you go.
Good.
There you go.
You got it.
Well, maybe I'll have to take care of this when I'm out of here today.
All righty.
Hey, thanks for the advice.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, see, there you go. Low light houseplants and Cadbury eggs. Well, maybe that's the way to go. You know, see, I appreciate when people call in and give advice because most of the time I don't know what I'm doing. So you have to rely on other people to help you along. 44 minutes past the hour. What do you think? Is that the way to go? Cadbury eggs and a houseplant? That's what you really want, though, isn't it? You want somebody to think about you every day. I was thinking about this morning. You know what we really want in life? We want people just to think about us. We want people to say nice stuff. We want people to hear what we're saying. So maybe that's the way to go. A low-light plant and some Cadbury eggs and have the grocery store deliver them. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and tell me what you think. And again, trivia questions. What is Barbara Walters' other book? One of the books she wrote was called Audition. What is the other book? Does anybody know the name of the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami, which ran in the early 2000s? We'd love to know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, last week when you asked all the trivia questions, you asked a question about ways. And I answered it and says, you just said it won. Right?
No, say that again.
Over the ways, the answer was you just can't eat one.
Oh, you just can't eat one, right.
Yeah, I answered it. Well, over the weekend, I can't remember now which one was on one of the cable stations. They have Lay's advertisement on the bag now. It's called Get One. That's their new slogan.
Bet you just can't get one.
No, it just says get one.
Oh, get one. It doesn't say bet you can't eat just one.
Yeah, they showed the bag and they did the Lay's commercial. Now that's what they're using now. It's called Get One.
Get one. Huh.
Yeah. Instead of you can't eat one, they're calling it Get One.
Well, that's interesting. So they've changed the slogan up.
Yep.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, and the phone number is open here. That's kind of interesting. We did a lot of slogans last week. Maybe Lay's has changed their slogan since then. It's hard to tell. It's kind of like McDonald's. They've had a lot of slogans over the years. I think right now McDonald's slogan is, I'm loving it. But at one point it was, have you had your break today? Or have your break today? Or something like that. Who knows? 46 minutes past the hour. The question on the table today, does anybody know Barbara Walters' other book? Not Audition, but the other book. Does anybody know the other book she wrote? Does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? What is the name of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? We do have more slogans here. Now, I'm giving you the area these are in. These are breakfast foods. Does anybody know the slogans for the simpler, the better? The simpler, the better. Or, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. All right, those are the two. The simpler, the better. And it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Now, those are breakfast foods. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are the slogans for? 740-383-9944. We did those quite a while ago, and we never did get the answers for those two. Here were some questions left over, too, from quite a while ago. I'll still leave this one out there. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? Now, if you get within five, I'll give it to you. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? It was not waffles. Does anybody know that one? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? It was not waffles. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? This is the waffle portion of our show. What were frozen waffles called and why? Does anybody know what frozen waffles were originally called and how that name came about? Why is apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells, calling it an apple pie? Why is an apple pie the wrong name for what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? And here's the last one when it comes to this bunch. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to what when it comes to pie? Now, it has to do something with eating the pie. I'll give you that clue. So 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do something when it comes to pie, and I'm talking about the eating of a pie. What have 1 in 5 Americans claimed to have done? Give me a call. Phone lines wide open, 740-383-9944, 50 minutes past the hour. And we'd love to hear your guesses on these. We do have the Jags koozie. I feel safe in saying that now that we all know what a koozie is. We have the Jags koozie. We have the Jags extra large t-shirts here if you would like those. Or if you just want to answer the trivia question, please feel free to call in and do that in the final 10 minutes of the show today. Phone lines are wide open, 740-383-9944. Don't forget Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes up after this show today, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. All right, here are the questions again, 740-383-9944, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to a pie? It has to do with eating a pie. What have 1 in 5 Americans claimed to have done? Why is apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? Why should they not call it an apple pie? Why should McDonald's not call their apple pies apple pies? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? They were not originally called frozen waffles. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? What did the Eggo Waffle Company originally start out selling? I think this is interesting because I've always known Eggo to sell waffles, but that's not what they started out selling. It was not waffles. What did the Eggo Company originally start out selling? Does anybody know? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? 1 minute, how many waffles does the Waffle House sell? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Oh, and we've got the slogans for the breakfast foods. Are we going to have any guesses on the slogans for the breakfast foods here today? Now remember, these slogans are breakfast foods. They're nothing else but breakfast foods. Those are the clues. The simpler, the better. Now this is a very famous breakfast food. Still on the market today. A matter of fact, both of these are still on the market today. But this is a hugely famous breakfast food. The simpler, the better. What is that a slogan for? What breakfast food has the slogan, the simpler, the better? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know that one? Well, that one you could just kind of think about, really. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Now, have you ever eaten a breakfast food that you thought tastes like a chocolate milkshake? That might be the answer to that one. Does anybody know what breakfast food has a slogan, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake? That one is also still on the market. 740-383-9944, coming up on 53 minutes past the hour. Do we have any guesses here? This one we did give away last week on the station on the Exchange Club, but does anybody know the name of the book that Barbara Walters wrote other than the book Audition? We got the Audition book last week, but does anybody know the name of the other book that she wrote? We mentioned it on the Exchange program with Charlie on Friday, but we don't have the answer. I guess we didn't do it on this show. So what is the name of the other book that Barbara Walters wrote in her 50-year career outside of Audition? Does anybody know the name of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Now remember that starred Ashley Williams, who was on this show. The show was on in the early 2000s. I think it ran for 2 seasons. But what is the title of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Those are your trivia questions today. You can win the Jags koozie, the very popular Jags koozie, or an extra large t-shirt from Jags. We still have those prizes available here. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, you can do that as well. So does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? And we kind of made fun of the Barbara Walters book on Friday, because it does have a very unique title, to say the least. Or, if you want to talk about the flowers, as the story I was telling earlier on notes, that somebody had said that they wanted a houseplant and Cadbury eggs. That is a good way to get in good with a girl. And that's how the question was phrased. But I guess maybe if you have a guy around, you want to do that, go right ahead. It's a new world. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on McDonald's pies. What are they called? Fritters?
Not fritters, no. But that's kind of in the right neighborhood, but not fritters.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, the question is, why is an apple pie the wrong name to call a McDonald's apple pie? Now, it's not because they're fritters, but that kind of is in the right neighborhood of the question. So does anybody know what it is? It's not fritters, but it's something else. So why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call a McDonald's apple pie? 740-383-9944. Also, if you have any more questions or comments in regard to the Cadbury eggs and the houseplant delivery to work to make somebody happy, we'd love to hear about that. We had a caller call in and say that maybe just go to the grocery store and find some low-light houseplants, put them together, have them delivered to work. That way they'll think about you every day as those flowers sit on their desk until the end of time. And they can eat those Cadbury eggs and enjoy them. And also, what is inside of a Cadbury egg? I never like the Cadbury egg, so I have no idea what that concoction is inside of a Cadbury egg. Are there any Cadbury egg lovers out there who know what's inside of a Cadbury egg, that yellow and white concoction? And if you do like the Cadbury eggs, have you had the brand new caramel Cadbury eggs? And if so, what is in the caramel Cadbury eggs? Let me know. 740-383-9944. All interesting questions, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
It's not a fried pie, is it?
Not a fried pie, but it you kind of both are in the correct area of the idea of the question.
No, Scott, I'm not in the correct area. If I was in the correct area, I would have the correct answer and I'd be the winner.
No, you know those games when you were young, you know, hot and cold?
Yeah,
You're hot. You're hot in the area.
I have a question. Now, I tuned in on hour one, but maybe I missed this part. Now, you said that folks ought to get married when they're 35-ish.
Yeah, I think you should. I think there should be a law instituted
in
the United
States. How will you have kids when you're that old? I mean, I know it can be done, but it's really not ideal.
So you're talking if you want to wait till marriage to have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that...
That's not what I did, but that's what you should do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to judge anybody. I think people should do
right,
it.
Right, same
you
here.
Know, yeah, do what you want to do. But I think you've got to wait till you're 35, because the point is, I do understand that might, you know, hinder the child thing, but truthfully, if you get married when you're 35, unless you want to have, like, 10 kids, you could get it done in that amount of time. And
you could squeeze one or two out.
You could squeeze maybe three or four. But I think that you wouldn't need... You know, you would still not be ancient at a high school graduation if you had them when you were 35.
I don't know. I'm 39. I feel kind of old. And girls that I graduated with, I know a few of them have brand new newborn babies.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there shaking my head like, couldn't be me.
Right.
Thank God.
Well, but you know, mine was all based in the idea that I think people who are getting married young possibly are getting married for the wrong reasons, and I think really until you're 35, because I think it's really in your 30s is when you come
in. Yeah, that's why I was, I really listened. I got in the car about, the bus, about the time when I heard you say that the age of 35, so if you had explained, then I didn't hear about, you know, about the kid thing.
Yeah, I didn't explain the kid thing, but I just was all about, because I think when you're 35, the things you have to be when you're married, emotionally, mentally, and financially stable. And if you are those things on your own, I think you have a better shot. Because I think a lot of people get married because they're alone.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people do get...
And you know what? If you can't have kids, so what? They're overrated anyway. Just kidding. All right, bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Now, that caller who's out there, I'm still waiting. If I decide to give up driving one day, is somebody going to pick me up every morning and bring me here, you know, the bus? Because I think I could do that. But you know, I got to get here before, like, 7:45 in the morning. So that's my goal one day, is to be picked up by the bus. We can maybe fit one more call in. I don't know. We're running short on time. 740-383-9944. Maybe we'll talk about that bus thing tomorrow, because I know a lot of the people who drive the Marion buses have us on in the bus and listen. So think about that for tomorrow morning. Maybe I can be picked up, ride the bus here, and then they can pick me up when I'm done here and take me home. Wouldn't that be fun? Every day, just ride the bus into work like New York. I'd feel like I was living in New York. All right. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Lots of great programming straight ahead here on WWGH Radio. We're going to take this last call here before we go off the air today. So don't go anywhere. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the apple pie, they call it flip.
Not a flip, but that's a good guess. Thank you. Not a flip. I guess we'll save the apple pie question for tomorrow. For today, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going, and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying overhead.